terrorism and Syria. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
ISIS's leader is dead. At least that's what one group is saying. Here's Chris Barnes.
The London-based monitoring group Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirming the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to several news outlets. Russian officials first reported al-Baghdadi's likely death in June, saying he was struck in a Russian airstrike in Syria. There have been a number of faulty reports, though, about al-Baghdadi's death over the course of about 3 years, so U.S. officials are still skeptical, including of these latest claims. I'm Chris Barnes.
Some beaches in Santa Cruz, California, closing to a great white shark attack. The decision came after a kayaker pedaled out about a quarter mile away from Steamer Lane, and the shark bit the front end of the kayak. In accordance with the county's Shark Incident Action Plan, the city will close access to beaches in a one-mile radius of the attack for 4 days. Meanwhile, the kayaker, who was uninjured, said he wants to get right back into the water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
It didn't take long for the theories that Amelia Earhart survived her crash and was captured by the Japanese to be debunked. Here's Chris Barnes.
The History Channel's claim in a Sunday night documentary that Amelia Earhart might have survived the crash that ended her round-the-world flight is raising new questions. The cable network special, Amelia Earhart, The Lost Evidence, focused on a photo of a dock in the Marshall Islands that features a woman who many say looked a bit like Earhart and a man who looked like her navigator, Fred Noonan. But a Japanese blogger says the photo appears in a 1935 Japanese travel book, and Earhart and Noonan went missing in 1937. After the post appeared, the History Channel tweeted, "It has a team of investigators exploring these latest developments." I'm Chris Barnes.
A tragedy in New York City is causing pediatricians to warn parents about the dangers of co-sleeping.
Authorities say a 911 call came in shortly before 6 o'clock Tuesday morning about a baby not breathing. Officers found the infant unresponsive, and she was pronounced dead only 6 minutes after that call. The child's parents said the baby had been sleeping with them in the bed, and one of them may have rolled over onto her. Dr. Harriet Boxer of Nassau University Medical Center reminds us there's only one safe way to have your baby sleep.
Not in your bed, in a bassinet.
A medical examiner will determine the official cause of death. Police say no obvious signs of trauma on the baby other than a bleeding nose. Last month, in only 1 week's time, 3 city babies died as a result of co-sleeping. James Flippin, New York.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, we're going to take a look at the weather right now. It is currently 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Pretty hot out, I can definitely agree. Humidity of 55%. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, mainly after 3 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 90. West winds 9 to 13 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation being 40%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. And expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight we'll be expecting some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7. Partly cloudy with a low around 71. West winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. And chance of precipitation is 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. And tomorrow will be a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high of near 94. Heat index values as high as 100. Light southwest winds becoming west 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning, and a chance of precipitation being 40%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts and possible thunderstorms. We're going to get started with the Spotlight in Hungary in just a couple minutes. This is Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Spotlight on Hunterdon. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. It's definitely been a while. It's been about 2 weeks since I've last been on. I apologize for that. I've had a slightly busy couple of weeks doing a bunch of stuff, applying for summer classes, part-time jobs, etc., etc. But yeah, it's great to be back in here, and I can finally hopefully get back into this, doing this weekly again, although whether or not what happens, I might have to change the day of when I'm going to do this, but that's something for another time. Anyway, let's begin with today's events. Well, I promise I'll go as there's quite a few events, so let's take a look. All right, second annual Hunterdon County World Music Day. Bring your instruments on October 1st for our bluegrass jam led by Daniela Fischetti and Tim Ryan. Hunterdon County World Music Day returns for its second year of global fun. This free event has something for all ages, including live performances, kid-friendly music workshops, jam sessions, and food trucks, so come hungry. All of World Music Day's activities will be held at the beautiful 104-acre Deer Path Park in Flemington. The headliner for this year will be Red Barret, a riveting octet that NPR has dubbed the best party band in years and has been described by the Boston Globe as a new breed marching band. The music that's part Punjabi wedding, part New Orleans second line, and all New York. Other special performances on the main stage include Hub Hollow, Groove Merchant Drum and Dance Ensemble, Daniel Johnson and Greg Ebner, Justin Nahn and Bronwyn Bird, and Sirium Singe and Dror Gilksman. At the World Beat Pavilion, join world music aficionado Andy Wasserman for three highly interactive, entertaining, and educational workshops geared towards kids. Andy will have many authentic ethnic instruments for a hands-on musical experience. At the Jinton Pavilion, join us earlier in the day for the Hunterdon Young Composers. The Hunterdon Young Composers contest features brilliant original music by participating youth of Hunterdon County, and some of their contestants will be performing at World Music Day. The Jam Pavilion will also feature a bluegrass jam hosted by Daniela Fischetti and Tim Ryan of Hub Hollow, as well as a jazz jam hosted by Jack Furlong and friends. All musicians are invited to join in our jam, so please bring your instruments along. Hunterdon County World Music Day is organized by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission. Financial support for the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission's general operations and program is made possible in part by a grant from the New Jersey State Council on the Arts. Full event info, including artist buys and schedule, go to www.hcworldmusicday.org. Frenchtown Bastille Day 2017. The annual Bastille Day celebration, in honor of the end of the monarchy and the beginning of the French Republic, returns to the streets of Frenchtown on July 15th, beginning at 3 p.m. Frenchtown was named after a wealthy, French-speaking immigrant who purchased the land in 1794. Henry Mallet Prevost was a Swiss fugitive on the French Revolution who ran to New Jersey to escape the guillotine. Since Prevost and other early settlers were French-speaking, other locals began referring to the area as Frenchestown. Art, music, mimes, puppets, and more will line the streets of the scenic riverside town with a celebration of all things French. Shops and restaurants will be offering French-themed specials, and the day will end with a radio theater performance at Frenchtown's new art center, Art Yard. The French, of course, are well known for their world-renowned culinary abilities. Here are just a few of the ways local restaurants will be joining in on the celebration. Frenchtown United Methodist Church is kicking off the day with a quiche breakfast. Come to 163rd Street between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for quiche, fresh fruit, coffee, tea, and lemonade, $7 per person, and whole quiches will also be available for purchase. Early Bird Espresso and Mercantile will offer croissants as well as other treats, including ice cream. The National Hotel is offering a French fish stew along with a lavender-infused gin and ginger rosemary lemonade. The Platform Cookhouse at the Bridge Cafe is offering escargot in a cast-iron dish with green garlic-infused brie cheese, béchamel sauce, and brown butter crostini. The Love and Oven will serve a pastry cream-filled Napoleon, buttery madeleine cookies, and cream puffs with lemon curd. Olive with a Twist will offer cheese samples from France and Fulper Farms, will be on hand setting up a demonstration. Here are other ways to join in the fun at participating businesses throughout the town. Kids will enjoy the River Union Stages puppet show at the Book Garden, enjoy an original drama, Napoleon's Piano, by the Rivertown Radio Theater at the Art Yard at 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. Plein air artists will be found around the corner and along the river, capturing the beauty and unique vistas of Frenchtown. The Schmidtberger Fine Art Gallery, located in the GEM building, is offering wine and cheese for visitors to their summer group show, which includes own oils by John Schmidtberger as well as recent works by 96-year-old Dick DeGroote and inquisitic wax paintings by Corinne Lallon. Snack on wine and cheese at Exposition Photographique, featuring the work of 12 photographers in his 1,000 square feet studio located at 34 Bridge Street. Run-of-the-mill 5K and 1 mile Woof It Fun Walk, July 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Grab your sneakers, maybe a leash, and your sense of humor. Join us Saturday, July 29th for our run-of-the-mill 5K and 1 mile Woof It Fun Walk. This year's events will include our first annual 1 mile Woof It Fun Walk, featuring adoptable dogs from our good friends over at Animal Alliance in Lambertville. For race registration and event details, visit them at www.prowlsvillemills.org. All right, we're going to take a short break. This is Spotlight on Hunterdon with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambi's, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to Spotlight 100, and I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're going to kick things off again. We're going to follow up with Canoeing Hunterdon's Waterways with Hunterdon Parks, August 5th from 8:15 to 8:30 p.m. Well, that's one of the sessions. There's a lot of sessions here. Hold on. Join the parks on the river where we have been canoeing for 40 years. It is fun, educational, and great exercise. No kidding. That is great exercise. It's a little too much sometimes, but it's fun. Spend a day with nature. Just bring water, lunch, and a smile, and we will do the rest. Supply canoes, kayaks, gear, training, and transportation. Our experienced leaders teach the ways of currents and eddies and how to paddle mankind's oldest craft, with a few new tricks, too. Tell us what you want to learn, and we are eager to teach. Unless stated otherwise, all trips are suitable for ages 8 through adults. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Friday, July 17th, 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Round Valley is the Reservoir Boat Launch. Boat launch, ages 8 through adults. Treat yourself to a leisurely evening sunset paddle. The group will meet at Round Valley Reservoir Boat Launch. Bring a flashlight and a jacket. It can get much cooler by the water after sunset. Planning for your canoe trip. Pre-register by the Wednesday before the trip. Due to the water levels or other circumstances beyond our control, leaders may choose an alternate river. If we cancel the trip for any reason, we will call you as soon as we make the cancellation. Broad trips run rain or shine. Dress in layers so you can adjust to changing. Temperatures. Durable old clothes are best, especially wool and polypropylene fleece in cold, cool weather. Sneakers are recommended. No sandals, boots, or heavy shoes. Bring lunch packed in a waterproof container. Lots of water, sunscreen, a rain jacket, a hat, an eyeglass strap, etc. Complete change of clothing can be packed in a waterproof bag to be carried in your canoe or to be in the van for the trip's end. No alcoholic beverages. No pets are allowed except for guide animals. We have several kayaks available but can also accommodate your own kayak on many trips at your own risk. Let's see. 8:50 a.m. to about 3:30 p.m. Arboretum, ages 8 through adults, $35. Your leaders will fit you with a life jacket and paddle, then drive to the river where they will discuss maneuvering techniques and canoe safety. Our leaders will guide you down the river. We paddle for about 2 hours, stop for lunch, and paddle for about 2 more hours. We are flexible with our time, which depends in part on natural forces such as wind speed and the river's water level. Our aim is to return to the Arboretum by 3:30 p.m., give or take an hour. The days for these trips are July 22nd at South Branch, August 5th on Delaware, August 19th in Delaware, September 2nd in Delaware, September 16th in Delaware, October 7th, South Branch, and then October 21st is to be decided. Registration is required. Download a form at www.co.hunterdon.nj.us. Oh, that's a long name for a website, yeah. Race day at the fair, Flemington Speedway Historical Society reunion. August 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. Flemington Speedway Historical Society will present an overflowing tent of vintage race cars at the Hunterdon County 4-H and Agricultural Fair, which will be held August 23rd through the 27th. The Society's mission is to preserve, protect, and document the history of the Flemington Fairgrounds and Speedway. The 4-H Fair was created after the owners of the Flemington Fair decided in 1999 to cease having it, and the property is now a shopping complex. Besides its big display, which will be open daily, the Society will again host Race Day at the Fair, the annual Flemington Speedway reunion, on August 27th, the fair's final day. An old-fashioned autograph session will be held at the tent from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Any former driver or car owner from any division or year which raced at the former Flemington Fair Speedway is welcome to participate. Please send an email of intent or forward additional information to info@FlemingtonSpeedwayHistoricalSociety.com. Now the Flemington Speedway Historical Society's car show event. Any and all types of vehicles are welcome. Flea market and swap meet is also held at the Flemington Speedway. Speedway's Historical Society's 7th Annual Car Show, Saturday, October, what did they say it was? August 23rd to 27th. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the South County Park in Lambertville. Gates open at 7 a.m. for vendors and exhibitors. Pre-registration fee of $12 per hour per vehicle ends on September 30th. Registration fees are $15 on the day of the event. Please inquire about vendor opportunities. No pets allowed. For additional information, Facebook feed Flemington Speedway Historical Society or visit FlemingtonSpeedwayHistoricalSociety.com. All right, we're going to get into some October stuff, October-related stuff right here. The Haunted Playground in the Field of Screams. They didn't really give me a location, but I can still talk about it. Walk the transformed Field of Dreams for a hauntingly good time. Choose the friendly path toward the pumpkin patch and have a less scary time with the entire family. Outside the haunted area, there will be music and entertainment by Dr. D. You will also have face painting, pumpkin decorating, pony rides, games, and surprises for all who attend this spectacular event. The Land We Love, presented by Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. After the 4th of July, the fireworks will continue on our stage all summer long as we celebrate our wonderful country with this fun and uplifting new musical. Along with a tremendously talented cast, this lively show will have beautiful sets and costumes, as well as the phenomenal musicians in our onstage orchestra, playing all of that great music live and filling you with renewed national pride. They'll be playing from July 12th through August 19th. 2017 Atlantic League All-Star Game. It's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. In One Patriots Park in Bridgewater. The Atlantic League of Professional Baseball has announced that the 2017 Atlantic League All-Star Game presented by RWJ Barnaby's Health and Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey will be hosted by the Somerset Patriots at TD Bank Ballpark. Tickets are now on sale for the Midsummer Classic. And lastly, we've got the Global Leadership Summit from August 10th through 11th at 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., 7 Pittstown Road in Clinton. Be sharpened, challenged, and inspired to serve, influence, and lead others by attending the Global Leadership Summit on August 10th through 11th. The Global Leadership Summit takes place at Willow Creek Community Church in Chicago, but is broadcasted live to hundreds of locations around North America. Over 400,000 are anticipated to participate in the Global Leadership Summit this year. The summit has world-class speakers who provide you with vision, inspiration, and practical skills for leading in your home, community, ministry, or business world. We are very excited for this opportunity to be a live satellite location for one of the biggest leadership conferences in the world. And we are looking forward to offering this event to our surrounding community. Let's see here. We can start with, I guess it's really not news, but it's more of an event. Music makes the world go round, and no season is more musical than summertime. Inside and outside, Hunterdon County is filled right now with musicians and bands. The rippling notes of a piano can turn a meal into a memorable experience. The subtle chords of a guitar player can cause you to pause, but it's the bands that get your hands waving and your feet stomping. The Bourbon Street Blues Fest first opened in 2006 in Califon. It outgrew this venue, and this year it moved to Waterloo Village in Alamuchi, where it kicked off the summer music season back in May. Looking ahead, this September, the Central Jersey Jazz Festival kicks off 3 days of jazz in Flemington, then moves to New Brunswick and Somerville. Between May and September, there's a whole lot of summer music happening. The Music Under the Stars program is in full swing. Every Thursday, evening crowds converge in Deer Park Path, 120 West Woods Church Road. They bring their lawn chairs and blankets to spread out on the lawn to listen to some night music. The Hunterdon Harmonizers will do the honors on Thursday. For more information, visit njharmonizers.org. On July 20th, it's the Jim Barone Elvis Tribute. The annual Black Potato Music Festival is mounting 2 stages this year at the Red Mill Museum in Clinton. More than 3 dozen musicians, singers, and bands are participating in this 21st year of the popular music event. The 4-day festival begins Thursday and continues through Sunday. Be warned, tickets sell out fast. Go to blackpotato.com for complete listings of performances and to reserve tickets. You don't have to wait until September for jazz. Every Friday evening, 6:30 to 9:30, Deanna's Restaurant in Lambertville offers jazz while you enjoy your meal. Chef Deanna has been serving up Italian food since 1990, and the restaurant is located at 54 Franklin Street. Every Thursday, we do our Throwback Thursday menu, said Lisa Nichols, the manager. It's the menu from 27 years ago, with prices from 27 years ago. So I have to wonder, is that more expensive or less expensive? Because, sure, it was a certain amount of money is worth a lot more back then than it is now. I don't know. For more information, call 609-397-8957 and visit deannasrestaurant.com where you can check out the menu. If you are into the guitar, you'll want to get to know Alan Rigoletto. He is a guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter who performs in venues from New York City to Philadelphia, including private parties and weddings. On Thursday, July 27th, and again on August 3rd, he will be entertaining with a program called Sunsets at Pamby's Ice Cream, located at 1211 Route 31 in Lebanon. Pamby's opened last year, serving up their homemade gourmet ice creams, including some exotic flavors. Call Pamby's at 908-730-0185 and visit pamby's.com and on Facebook. Alan also has a band called Pernesia, and the group will be performing in Oldwick on August 26th, 4:30 to 6:30. Pernesia brings gypsy, folk, and hot jazz. This is part of the Whitmore Summer Concert Series, sponsored by Friends of Whitmore. Alan is based in Lambertville and teaches guitar there. For more info, call him at 769-46838 and visit alanrigoletto.com. Guitar music can accompany your evening meal at the Clinton House. Michael Andrew will be performing between 7 and 11 p.m. on Friday. For more about him, go to michaelandrew.com. Donna Marie Tromans, Clinton-based jazz pianist and singer, will do the honors here on Sunday between 4 and 8 p.m. She teaches piano, beginners and advanced, at West 18 West Main Street. Call her at 570-856-1734 and visit donnamarietromans.com. For more on the Clinton House located at 2 West Main Street, call 908-730-9300 and visit theclintonhouse.com. If you hanker for some foot-stomping summer music, head to the American Spirits Roadhouse. It's located at 1090 Route 173, high atop Jugtown Mountain. This restaurant, bar, and music venue has a full schedule of entertainment all week. Heading into the weekend, however, it's the jumping sounds of live bands. On Thursday, the Seattle Sound Machine starts off at 6 p.m. At 9, it's the Zeke Sky Band. On Saturday, every other Sunday, gets things going at 6, with the Michael Long Band rounding out the evening at 9. On July 20th, starting at 8 p.m., it's Whole Lotta Zepp. This is a Led Zeppelin tribute. Then on July 21st, the action begins at 5:30 p.m. and runs to midnight. No less than 10 bands will be entertaining. They call it the Making Waves Jammin' Group Fest. Entertainments are not limited to music here. On Mondays at 7 and again at 9, the World Tavern Poker Games are held for beginners and advanced players alike. And every Wednesday evening, beginning at 8 p.m., it's jam and open mic with John Canavo. For more information, call 908-735-0101 and visit AmericanSpiritsRoadhouse.com. We're going to take another short break. This is Spotlight on Hunterdon with Wyatt Nosinski. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They toil at great risk to themselves and at great sacrifice by their families.
The voice of Christopher Wray, the man President Trump has nominated to be the new head of the FBI. He said in testimony before Congress today, his loyalty is only to one thing.
My loyalty is to the Constitution and to the rule of law. Those have been my guideposts throughout my career, and I will continue to adhere to them no matter the test.
One of Donald Trump's personal attorneys, Jay Sekulow, appeared on CBS this morning about Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer, saying the president knew nothing about it.
The president was not aware of this meeting, did not attend this meeting, and was only very recently made aware of this email. In fact, he did not read the email, was not provided to him until we saw it yesterday when you all saw it.
More news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
If we can get that initial building block in place, perhaps we could work on some on the next step. I know one of the commitments we share at this point is not just the Sea Sapphire, but also allowing humanitarian access to get in. That's badly needed.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert speaking to the media about the ceasefire in Syria and the cooperation between the United States and Russia to make that ceasefire possible.
I think it's a real welcome sight. Not that the fight is over, but a welcome sight that Mosul has been liberated. Again, a tough fight ahead for the Iraqi government, other governments in the area, coalition partners. That's something that we're addressing here in Washington, but we remain committed to that and also to the Iraqi people and the Iraqi government.
Police in Birmingham, Alabama, searching for a man who killed three people this morning at a mobile home park. AL.com reports the incident happened in the Peachtree Crossings community in Gardendale, Alabama. Police believe the shooting was domestic-related. He reportedly ran off into the woods after shooting three people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
One of the richest men in the world saw his fortune go up $1 billion in just one day.
Money Magazine says Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos made over $1.4 billion on Monday alone because of a rise in Amazon's stock price. The company's stock has been rising since it announced Amazon Prime Day. Bezos' net worth has grown by $3.4 billion since last Wednesday, making him worth over $85 billion. A Bloomberg report says that so far in 2017, Bezos' net worth has increased over $20 billion, more than anyone in the world.
The investigation continuing into the crash of a Marine plane that left 16 soldiers dead.
Search teams are busy again today, recovering evidence to help figure out why a Marine Corps plane crashed in a soybean field in the Mississippi Delta. Major Andrew Aranda says investigators will examine the debris, check maintenance records, and talk to witnesses as they try to determine what happened to the plane.
All of that information is going to be looked at as part of the investigation. They're very thorough, very extensive. Any contributing causes will be looked at.
With 16 people killed, it's the worst Marine Corps aircraft disaster since a helicopter crash that killed 31 in Iraq back in 2005. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Federal safety regulators say they're looking into the death of a Texas teenager whose family says she was executed when she picked up a cell phone while taking a bath. USA Radio News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Spotlight on Hunterdon. I'm your host, Wyatt Nusinski. We're going to kick back things with Some more news. Spraying for pesky black flies resumes along the Delaware River. Thanks to lobbying by leaders from Hunter and Warren counties and state officials, the State Department of Environmental Protection has rejoined the cost-sharing partnership with Pennsylvania's DEP to again use a non-toxic spray to suppress buffalo gnats, more commonly known as black flies, along the Delaware River. The residents and visitors in Warren and Hunterdon counties suffer the most if black fly populations are allowed to go unchecked, Hunterdon Freeholder Deputy Director John King said at the board's meeting on Wednesday. The renewed program comes as a great relief to many residents who wish to enjoy their backyards or the county's parks, trails, and other outdoor recreational activities. New Jersey stopped allocating funding to pay for its share of the cost of the program in the early 2000s. In 2015, Pennsylvania completely halted black fly treatment on the Delaware because of a lack of funding. Black flies are not affected by repellents and are extremely painful biters that can cause severe allergic reactions, King says. Livestock, pets, farms, wineries, golf courses, outdoor businesses, events, parks, hiking, gardening, in short, any outdoor commercial or private enterprise is subjected to the effect of these pests. The spraying by helicopter of a non-toxic pesticide will take place on both sides of the Delaware River, including Merker, Hunterdon, and Warren counties on the New Jersey side. According to New Jersey's share of the cost of the program is about $200,000, and the first new spraying took place on July 5th. We recognize this program as a priority quality of life issue, King said. Our legislative delegation, including Senators Kip Bateman and Mike Doherty, and Assemblyman Eric Peterson, along with Hunterdon County's Health Director, Tad Rainery, and the Warren County Freeholders, made this a team effort in persuading the state to reinstitute the cost of sharing with Pennsylvania for black fly suppression. There is no cost to Hunterdon County, he says. According to the Pennsylvania DEP, the material used is a naturally occurring bacteria, Bacillus thuringiensis, Israelianus, however it's pronounced. That kills the larval form of the black fly when they feed on it in the waterways. This application is not toxic to fish or other aquatic macroinvertebrates found in the treated waterways. I'm glad we're getting rid of gnats. I have to honestly wonder what they do for our world besides annoy human beings. And I'm sure pets too. Hate gnats. I hate them so much. You know what? Next week for when I do my show next, I'm going to talk about gnats for the beginning. I want to see if I can find anything, if they're useful for anything or not, or they're just there just to take up space. I'm going to find information. I'm going to present it to you all, and it's going to be awesome. Or not. I don't know. I think it'll be awesome. Because I have a deep passion for hating bugs, especially gnats. All right, well, that out of the way. Hunterdon prosecutor provides quick check with active shooter training. Nearly 100 quick check employees were trained at their corporate headquarters in White House Station by members of the Hunterdon County Prosecutor Office Special Operations Unit and Township Police. Lieutenant Kevin Bird of the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office came out to the quick check support center and held 3 2-hour civilian response to active shooter events courses, said quick check corporate security leader Lou Linares. The courses filled up quickly with about 25 to 30 team members in each team, each session. We have never had training in this area before, and we were eager to learn. The civilian response to active shooter events course is designed to, and built on the avoid, deny, defend strategy developed by the Texas State University Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training, said Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns. The course program was developed in 2004 and provides strategies, guidance, and a proven plan for surviving an active shooter event. Topics include the history and prevalence of active shooter events, civilian response options, law enforcement response, and medical considerations. In the past several months, the Prosecutor's Office Special Operations Unit has trained over 1,000 civilians. The Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office is committed to providing schools, businesses, houses of worship, the general public, law enforcement, and other first responders the necessary tools and resources to effectively plan, prepare, respond, and recover from threats of active violence. In 2012, the Hunterdon County Safe Campus Initiative commenced with all public schools adopting common language and responses for various types of school-related emergencies, including active shooter events. To date, thousands of teachers, students, and first responders have been trained in the standard response protocol from the I Love You Guys Foundation. Our team members thoroughly appreciated the opportunity to learn more about how to protect ourselves and others in these critical situations, Lunari said. The presentation and supporting materials were very good in forming his case and proving that you can never be too safe. The I Love You Guys Foundation has produced a common language safety program that is rapidly accomplishing the goal of creating national awareness and adoption of the Universal Language and Action Program for uses in schools and throughout communities. According to the foundation, the protocol is currently being used in over 15,000 schools in the United States and Canada. In addition to the Hunterdon County Safe Campus Initiative, the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office Special Operations Unit now provides active shooter training and workplace violence training for businesses and houses of worship. The Special Operations Unit has worked closely with or have been trained by nationally recognized subject matter experts who have personally experienced or responded to some of this nation's most tragic mass casualty or school shooting incidents. And here's a sad story for, well, me. The demolition of the Country Griddle marks the end of Clinton Point. I miss Country Griddle. I've been there a couple times, and they had, like, excellent nachos. It's a shame for them to, you know, go, but what are you going to do? The weekend demolition of the Country Griddle restaurant marks the final end of Clinton Point. Demolition of the restaurant closed in December to make way for a Chase Bank began over the weekend. Over the last 8 decades, the building has housed the Clinton Point Inn, Vittorio's Restaurant, and the King Buffet. The Clinton Point area once included the Clinton Point Theater, demolished in 1988 to make way for the current PPAC Gladstone Bank, a New Jersey State Police Barracks, and the Daz O'Dell Restaurant, replaced by McDonald's in the 1990s. The Clinton Point Theater opened in 1936. Among the shows in its first week was Treachery Rides the Range, starring Dick Foran, Flemington's own cowboy actor. Several other iconic Central Jersey restaurants have closed recently. It was announced last week the 300-year-old Stockton Inn is closing on Sunday. Owner Mitch Millay is marketing the inn and the three surrounding acres as a potential commercial development that could combine a 45-room boutique hotel with 250-seat banquet space and an additional 30,000 square feet of mixed use. The town has not approved such development, though. The Colorado Cafe, a popular country and western club in Watchung and Somerset County, closed unexpectedly on July 3rd. The owner said declining profits and patrons led to the sudden closure. The property will be part of an expansion of a neighboring trap rock mine. All right, we're going to take another short break. This is the Spotlight on Hunterdon with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
All right, welcome back to Spotlight on Hunterdon. I'm your host, Wyatt Nisinski. Following up with the closing of the Country Griddle, the 300-year-old Stockton Inn, one of New Jersey's oldest and most beloved restaurants, is closing this month as its owner, who purchased the struggling inn in 2012 and temporarily shuttered it in 2014 for an extensive renovation, seeks to sell it. Owner Mitch Millett is pitching the sale of the inn and the three surrounding acres in this tiny and bucolic Delaware River town as a potential commercial development that could combine a 45-room boutique hotel with a 250-seat banquet space and an additional 30,000 square feet of mixed use. The five properties along the inn's liquor license and intellectual property are listed for $8 million. Millett's decision came as a shock to staffers who learned of the closure planned for July 16th only in recent days. "Everyone in town feels the same way," says Alan Heckman, the restaurant's chef, Culinary Institute of America graduate, who was hired by Millett in 2015 from the Washington Crossing Inn in the Bucks County, PA, and whose colonial-inspired cuisine has won raves. There's a lot of history, and it's sad to see this happen to another owner," Heckman says. "It is iconic. Just driving through Stockton and coming across the bridge and seeing it on the other side is pretty remarkable." The locally quarried Stone Inn was believed to have been built in 1710 as a private residence. In 1832, the home was purchased and renovated and turned into what was then called the Farmer's Bar and later the Old Town Bar. In 1914, the Weiss family purchased the inn, and the owner's daughter, Elizabeth Weiss, and her husband, Joe Culligan, brought in artists to paint the inn's signature historic murals. Then called Culligan's Stockton Inn, it operated as a speakeasy during Prohibition, and later contributed to popular music when Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, inspired by the inn, wrote the song "There's a Small Hotel," which debuted in their 1936 musical "On Your Toes." Legend has it that Margaret Mitchell wrote a portion of "Gone with the Wind" in the dining room while staying as a guest. Many of the writers who covered the Lindbergh kidnapping and murder trial, including Damon Runyon, stayed at the inn, and other prominent guests including Scott Fitzgerald, Dorothy Parker, Clark Gable, Helen Hayes, Oscar Hammerstein, and Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. In 1983, the Culligan family sold the inn and renamed the Stockton Inn. In 2012, Millett purchased the property and ended the banquet business, saying he wanted to focus on fine dining. The inn was shuttered for several months in 2014 while Millett refurbished the building. Flemington natives develop app that puts therapy in users' pockets. Carter Wall and Dan Miller have known each other since they were 6 years old. Together, they played sports, attended middle school, and graduated from Hunterdon Central
High School in 2003. Today, they are operating an innovative health mental health company and are aiming to become the largest mental health provider in the country by 2022. Miller, founder and CEO of Level Therapy, got the idea for the company 2 years ago when he was dealing with mental challenges of his own. I was running my first startup that I had launched and things weren't going so well. He says, I started to experience some high levels of anxiety, so I wanted to speak to a therapist. Miller found a company offering online therapy sessions that would work around his busy schedule. The sessions were only available by computer and weren't covered by his insurance. After an off-putting experience with the therapy sessions, Miller called his friend Coley Williams, a licensed therapist. From that conversation, the two eventually founded Level Therapy in San Francisco, which features an app that allows users to receive mobile video therapy sessions. Miller said patients and therapists were hesitant about meeting over video, but after partaking in the sessions, both the patients and therapists were won over. Level Therapy aims at dealing with the three most common roadblocks patients encounter when seeking mental health help: access, cost, and stigma. The iOS app allows users to book 50-minute therapy sessions between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. With a phone and internet access, users can participate in sessions from their office or elsewhere. Miller said due to regulations, a therapist can only work with patients living in the state where the therapists work. Level Therapy currently has licensed therapists in California, Illinois, Washington, New York, Florida, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. As the app gains popularity, Miller said their goal is to have therapists in all 50 states. Our user base has been growing steadily. We're aiming to have about 100,000 users by the end of 2018. The reception has been great, Miller says. To combat the cost of therapy sessions, Level Therapy provides service to larger companies which can be included in their health care packages. The price of a 50-minute session is $99, which Miller said is lower than the average cost of $150 per session. Last fall, Miller asked his longtime friend Carter Wall to join the company. Wall works in sales and advertising and targets larger companies and nonprofits. You're already providing medical, dental, and vision, but it would be easier for you as a company as a whole to provide a service of medical, dental, vision, and mental, Wall says. When your employees are mentally fit, it's better for your bottom line. When they're focused, they're more productive. The app also tracks mental fitness. Miller said their goal for the app is to connect with fitness and nutrition trackers like Fitbit. Level Therapy will collect data and will use a mood tracker to help users determine which factors in their environment are helping or hindering their mental health. No one else in the market is doing that. No one else has the infrastructure to do that, Miller says. Level Therapy launched last fall and is currently doing a crowdfunding campaign on SeedInvest that allows individuals to invest in the company. For the two Flemington natives, Level Therapy is more than a job. It's become their life, work, and passion. We can speak about how advanced our healthcare systems are, how advanced our countries, and how advanced our technology is, and we're still afraid to examine our brains and start to have an honest conversation about what's happening, Miller says. It's a huge problem, but at the very least, I hope we can take a small step towards a solution. Wall agreed. I think first and foremost, the stigma is probably the biggest area. People not wanting to raise their hand and say, I need to talk to somebody. That's what's driving me. It's actually being a part of something that can help people. All right. Hunterdon and Mercer churches hold a combined summer service. As they do each summer, a group of Presbyterian churches in Hunterdon and Mercer counties held a combined outdoor service, followed by a picnic on Sunday. This time it was held at Holcomb Jimson Farmstead Museum on Route 29 just north of Lambertville. Taking part were the congregations of Grace Pennington, Kirkpatrick Ringo's, Lambertville, Larson's Corner, Mount Airy, Stockton, and Titusville churches. The gatherings included many of the elements of a traditional Presbyterian service, including songs, scripture, prayers, and communion. Members of the congregations were in charge of various parts of the service, with the bells of Kirkpatrick Bell Choir performing a variety of patriotic songs, including tributes to America's armed forces. After the service and luncheon, participants were invited to tour the museum, which includes a number of buildings displaying artifacts of Hunterdon paths. The emphasis is on the agricultural heritage. And we don't have, sadly, we're just about out of time. Thank you for tuning into Spotlight on Hunter. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski, and we will see you again next time.
Now with the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
President Trump is pushing back a long-discussed trip to the United Kingdom until sometime next year. Here's Tom Roberts.
Trump accepted an invitation for a state visit from Queen Elizabeth II when Prime Minister Theresa May visited Washington, D.C. in January. The visit was supposed to take place this year, but a date was never set. Nearly 2 million people in Britain signed petitions saying Trump shouldn't have been invited for a state visit.
The Senate confirmation hearing for FBI Director nominee Christopher Wray is set to start this morning. President Trump nominating Wray to replace fired FBI Chief James Comey. Wray was a top Justice Department official in the George W. Bush administration. Mariners slugger Robinson Cano, the most valuable player of the 88th MLB All-Star Game, his solo homer in the top of the 10th inning, lifting the American League to a 2-1 win over the National League at Marlins Park in Miami last night. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it's 75 degrees. It's partly cloudy skies and 30% chance of precipitation. Today is July 12th. It's Wednesday, 2017. Mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, chance of rain is 40%. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, thunderstorms, humid with lows in the lower 70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. It'll be hot with highs in the lower 90s, west winds.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
They toil at great risk to themselves and at great sacrifice by their families.
The voice of Christopher Wray, the man President Trump has nominated to be the new head of the FBI. He said in testimony before Congress today, his loyalty is only to one thing.
My loyalty is to the Constitution and to the rule of law. Those have been my guideposts throughout my career, and I will continue to adhere to them no matter the test.
One of Donald Trump's personal attorneys, Jay Sekulow, appeared on CBS this morning about Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer, saying the president knew nothing about it.
The president was not aware of this meeting, did not attend this meeting, and was only very recently made aware of this email. In fact, he did not read the email, was not provided to him until we saw it yesterday when you all saw it.
More news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale retailer of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
If we can get that initial building block in place, perhaps we could work on some on the next step. I know one of the commitments we share at this point is not just the Sea Sapphire, but also allowing humanitarian access to get in. That's